Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, hey man, we are trying to get right. And I mean we as in the royal we, the Falcons, trying to get right before Sunday, taking on the Commanders. We're live at Flowery Branch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Today's been interesting, guys, to say the least. We had Coach on. You'll hear the full interview coming up this hour as we discuss with him all different aspects of things that happened in that game last week, how they try to fix them, and where this team is right now. Because he did say, can't get beat twice. Worrying about what happened last week, taking it into this week, you'll get your butt beat on Sunday against the Commanders because they don't care. So we'll let you hear what he had to say. But, Mike, the vibe up here, and a big shout-out to Mike Hughes Corner, who stopped by as well earlier for our player segment. You can listen to that online as well. Zach Robinson speaking to the media today, and you're grilling him, by the way.
Now again, that's a mischaracterization of what occurred. No, I just wanted to hear what the man had to say. One of the things I asked was, is there any way you maybe streamline? You need to streamline this offense.
Or you answer me.
More about execution, and he said it's more about execution. There were questions asked about the pistol. Dan Orlovsky did that video that Day-Day talked about. It's gone viral. I retweeted it. Allison Mastrangelo asked about that, and it's like a joke. When people ask about the pistol, these guys all kind of roll their eyes now. Here at Flowery Branch. Well, I mean, is it really suited the pistol for the kind of zone blocking scheme in the way that we run? And that's what people are, and experts around the league are asking. Guys who play the quarterback position, they're not changing. You know, when he was asked about it, for what it's worth, our OC said that, the running back, Bijan, or if it's Tyler Algier, is still the same distance behind the line of scrimmage. But some would argue you're moving forward when the ball's being handed off to you, Carl, when the quarterback's under center. So, again, they're not coming off it. Michael Penix Jr. was asked about it, says he loves this offense, said he's got to do a better job, takes total ownership.
Yeah.
Said he loved working, by the way, with Ike Hilliard. I asked the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, I said.
So you were grilling him.
I said to him, I asked him, well, I didn't. I
think you answer me.
The only guy asked a question about Ike Hilliard. I did say, was there some kind of a disconnect on the offensive side of the building with Ike Hilliard? And he said, no, he loved working with Ike and basically deferred. That's a good question for Coach.
He did defer. He did defer and say,
Coach. That's your question. That's the most important question you have.
Coach can answer that. Let me say this, and we're going to let you hear a little bit of Zach and some of the things he said here in just a moment. He said this today, which I find interesting, when talking about defensive coordinators over the years, okay? He said coordinators have told him that the consistent feedback is that defending the pistol formation is difficult for them because of the amount of versatility offenses can present out of it.
Right.
I don't disagree with this. The problem is we haven't been versatile. The problem is we haven't shown that kind of versatility where you don't know what the hell we're going to do. We are, in my opinion, we've been somewhat predictable, which I know Zach said he didn't feel that way today, even though Ross said after losing last week, the way we lost, it felt like we were somewhat predictable, okay? So that, I don't disagree with Zach. Here's the thing, guys. This is what's hard to comprehend. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You broke the Vikings off running the ball down their throat. The next week, we don't do that, and you say if you're for or against the pistol, wherever you're at on this. The point I'm making is they have shown that it can work against a very good defense that this week showed you what they're about. They bounced back. The defense was good. I think they had two touchdowns on the defensive side of the football. So the problem for us is not necessarily, in my opinion, Mike, whether it's the pistol or not the pistol. It is the versatility of this formation of the pistol and being able to use it accordingly. I don't think we've done enough of that. So Zach's not wrong. I've heard this as well. Hey, it's hard to prepare for. You can do all these different things out of it. But if you are not doing those things, then you become predictable.
Right. You're not executing it properly. And again, you know, I asked him about, you know, what's up with Ike Hill. He said he did a great job for us. Said he loved Ike. Said just felt like it was the best move for the offense and the team moving forward. And you'll hear our question. We ask Ike, you know, we ask the coach what happened between Ike being the coach that was responsible for a really good wide receiver core and getting fired 3 weeks into the season.
Yes.
So in this offense, and this is something Dave Archer brought up with us yesterday, if the guys aren't lined up properly, if they're not running the proper routes, if Penix is having to rush, and this still goes back to the verbiage. You'll hear Coach Rock explain it's verbiage is not, it's not unique to us. It's common around the league. John Gruden's talked about it before as well. But helping your young quarterback navigate it, get into the line of scrimmage where he can diagnose what's going on. But if his guys aren't there where they're supposed to be or he's not seeing them, that's all going to get fixed. Because going into this bye week, 1-3, looking at Buffalo on Monday Night Football, I mean, the momentum and the vibes will just continue to snowball in the wrong direction. So they know this. I mean, you and I were prone to hyperbole on sports talk. This is a freaking must-win game.
Speak.
You got the Commanders potentially without Jaden Daniels. Terry McLaurin's got to go get a specialist about his quad.
Speak.
He's not likely to play for the Commanders.
404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station. Stay up on everything that's on, including breaking news, guys. It's 929 The Game. Here's the deal. Zach was asked about responsibility for last week. He took full responsibility, but here's what he said about the game itself.
I take full responsibility, full accountability for the performance we had on offense. That is not our standard, and as the offensive coordinator, you know, we cannot have those type of performances. You're in this game long enough, and there's games that happen like that. You don't want them to happen. We have a ton of former QBs, you know, on our coaching staff. We can all remember games where things just weren't, you're not seeing it. You're not, you know, clicking in the pass game. Obviously, we had some drops. We had some missed ops early in that game, especially that it just was one of those off games. And like I said, I've been around a lot of great quarterbacks, Stafford's and Jared Goff. Like, those games happen. You just hope that it's a small number throughout the season. And then the fact of the matter is, when the quarterback might be a little bit off, the rest of everybody's got to be tied in together. And we didn't have that. It was kind of everybody was taking their turns. When Mike was right, maybe the receivers were wrong. Maybe when Mike was wrong, you know, so it was just kind of a comedy of errors. Obviously, you know, incredibly humbling, you know, day out there. I don't think any of us have ever really been a part of something like that. But again, it was just a really off day.
Comedy of errors. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, you have a couple of completions. You're moving the ball, then your kicker. You announce that this guy is your kicker. Koo is gone, and then this guy kicks. I mean, something that like literally looked like a freaking duck coming off his toe. I mean, it was pathetic how bad this. It was almost laughable how bad that miss was. And then, you know, Coach Rye will tell you. You'll hear it coming up, guys, at 5:40. He felt there was some momentum that went out the second time we missed a kick. You know, you get a gift. Trevor Etienne goes bleh, like basically bounces the ball off his chest.
What
do you do? And then we don't do anything with it. I mean, you're getting the Carolina did everything in their power to keep you in this game.
They did.
Save for that first drive, and you couldn't capitalize.
It's frustrating. But Zach Robinson was talking about now coming down to the field, and Mike, we talked about these communication issues.
Now, would they have done this if they had not lost?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think Ike Hilliard gets fired.
I don't think
he's down on the sideline. I don't know if Arthur Blanks is dropping the hammer on these guys.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But it's just that's why some of the folks around the league are saying, "Oh, a little desperation and flowery branch."
Yeah, and I asked Coach about what is being perceived as dysfunction in this organization. He answered that too. Stay tuned; it's on the way here on the show. Zach though was saying he thought about this, or at least the staff thought about this last year, which means he would have been on the field for Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Now, this is interesting because, guys, we didn't hear about this. We never thought or heard anything about this, even when Kirk was struggling. We didn't hear that Zach was going to come down potentially on the field.
And we already talked about the pre-snap stuff that Kirk talked about in quarterback that he was struggling with. Remember this before we even got to the part where Kirk couldn't throw the ball.
Fell apart.
Right.
Here's Zach Robinson talking about, you know, coming down to the field, but this is something they even considered last year.
I think it has something to do with it, for sure, like you're saying. I mean, again, I thought about it even last year with Kirk, too, and obviously just being being present with those guys down there is the main goal. But certainly with a young quarterback, and you want to make sure that we're, you know, speaking the same language in between series, and there's not we're not having to play telephone, you know, through the headset. So that's the main goal with it, and we'll roll from there.
So if you're asking the benefit of being in the booth, guys, most coordinators love to be able to see what defenses are attempting to do from them for against them offensively. And you start to see certain plays just from a mental standpoint, right? This is what I've been told over the years, Mike, developing and what you're trying to do. I'm up high. I can see stuff developing and how defenses are playing us. So that is a better view than being on the field. Now Zach is going to be required, Mike, to get that information from somebody else up there while he's communicating to his quarterback. The reason why most offensive coordinators are up there is because of that. Now, the unique guys, the Andy Reids, the Kyle Shanahans of the world, the Sean McVays, they're different breeds, right? They are guys that see the game way before these things happen, and they're able to call plays and just – they're different. That's why most people don't do that. And I'm only saying this to say many people have already said, well, Dukes, what's the difference if he's on the field? That's the difference. Is he going to be able to see the same things up on the field that he was seeing up top?
Now, the communication thing, like, I guess we get the worst dumb luck. We got to go to Radio Shack. We can't get the speaker inside our quarterback's helmet to work twice in one season. So that, you know, again, when things are going bad, it rains, it pours. So there are easier ways. I mean, hell, he can literally shout the play call to the quarterback. That's one benefit of having –
in Carolina, you could have.
Couldn't do that. I mean, Carolina, you know, he even said it's not like it's an intimidating atmosphere. The injury report is out, by the way. Limited was Kyle Pitts, that toe he's been dealing with. James Pierce Jr. with the groin. So the groin's going to continue, but, you know, maybe a little bit less effective.
Maintenance.
Casey's still limited with that concussion. So sometimes these concussion things are
– last.
And that's – I hate that because we – if Mooney can't get things going – and Coach said it, the offensive coordinator Zach Robinson said it today, that basically Mooney is still in his ramp-up period because he didn't have the full workout in the summer. So it's you got wide receivers that aren't really 100, and you're firing the wide receiver coach. But anyway, I digress. You got A.J. Terrell out with a hamstring. Kadarrell Hodge with a groin did not participate. Nathan Carter, the backup, with a hammy. So I asked Coach, you'll hear him about A.J. Terrell coming up later in the show.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys, as we continue to dissect and talk about where we are and where they're going to go. I do think they'll be ready to play Sunday. Matter of fact, I know they will be. That was embarrassing.
You can't lose to Marcus friggin' Mariota, Carl.
But I don't know. But, Mike, I don't know about the execution. They'll be ready. But I don't know about the execution. You can tell me that guys will show up. But that's the part that has to be addressed. Here's our quarterback, Michael Penix, talking about the wide receivers rallying around each other in wake of the news about Ike Hilliard.
I wouldn't say it's frustration. I feel like the guys have been great. You know, obviously everybody wants to make plays, and when you're not making plays, it's tough. But at the end of the day, you know, the guys are rallying around each other, and it's been all positive and just trying to figure out a way for us to get better at that point, and we will, because I can see how determined people are to want to go out there and do great. So
yeah, look, I'll say this: Drake London, total pro. He's not throwing a fit on the sidelines. He's not acting like Antonio Brown. Okay, he's not throwing his helmet at his quarterback. Kyle Pitts, for regardless of what you think of him, pro. Like, you don't think these dudes want to catch touchdowns? They do, but right now it's not clicking. So if you want to take a positive from this, they all understand. They're in this together, man. Michael Penix wants to throw touchdowns too. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
Jaden Daniels said he feels good and more like himself. I feel good.
That's not good news.
But that doesn't mean that he's going to play, according to the beat reporter for the Commanders.
Yeah, I just don't think DQ risk him. I don't.
Right.
I think they roll. Marcus played well last week. They got a capable backup they believe in. I think they roll him down here.
McLaurin looks like he is going to be out. Knock wood for us. Don't wish an injury. But then AJ Terrell, can we just get him to the bye week and then he can relax? You know, get some R&R on that hamstring and come back for Monday night against the Bills.
No doubt. All right. When we come back, Braves win streak snapped. We're counting down to the end of the season. There are a lot of questions. Grant's going to help us answer some of those. And then you're going to hear our interview with Coach Raheem Morris. You do not want to miss it. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch. You're going to hear our interview with Raheem Morris coming up in less than 10 minutes. Stay right there. Mike, before we get to Grant, what is your takeaway from today? A guy just asked me, said, I know you guys are up there. You talk to everybody. Are you, how confident or what's your takeaway from today?
Everybody putting a brave face in a tense situation. Okay, there's some tightness here. I mean, look, getting to work. We talked to Mike Hughes. He said the best thing is to get your game plan, get your mind off that disaster you left up in Charlotte, and now they get to work. But I think there is a sense that, you know, you've got to do better, and it's got to be. Look, guys, 1-3 in the NFL, you guys know what that is, and they know too.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to tell you there is a sense of worry, but there is concern.
I mean, I don't know if guys in that locker room react like, oh, blank, they just cut Ike loose. Or, oh, wow, coach is scapegoating Ike, and we all jammed up. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, look, there's still enough talent in this building to fix it. The brain power's got to be harnessed in the right way, and better decisions have to be made.
All right. You will stay right there because coach is coming up. He answers all the things you've been wondering about, clock management included. It's on the way. Grant, winning streak snapped. But what a winning streak it's been. And why have they been winning like this? We're talking about the Braves, guys. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider. Season's winding down. Why have they been playing so well, man?
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, isn't it? I mean, you would have loved to have seen this the first 7 games of the season. You would have loved to have seen it in April or even July or sometime in which the Braves really, really needed to, I think, show maybe a little bit more was in the tank or that they were capable of more. But I think we've all documented some of the reasons why it wasn't happening earlier. But I think it is, at the very least, encouraging to see that this club, this group, which a vast majority of these guys are going to be back in 2026, are turning their seasons around, are finishing on a higher note, and are, I think, kind of resetting the expectations after the disappointment of being eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 8 years to get back to work in spring training. I think that that's kind of the, I don't know, the optimistic view of what this could be. Is it a lot of momentum that's going to carry them through next year? Of course not. But I think there were some things that you needed to see, whether that was Michael Harris, whether that was Spencer Strider, whether that was Chris Sale coming back and pitching well again, Ronald Acuna Jr. finishing hot. I mean, just a lot of stuff that kind of adds up to being able to take at least an inventory of what you need in the offseason. The unfortunate thing is, despite all this winning, it's going to be a losing season. And to add injury to insult, you lost Ozzie Albies, who broke his hammock bone on this homestand. So it continues to be a frustrating year, an up-and-down year. But, you know, you'll do what you can throughout the winter, I think, to go out and find the pieces that you need, because Alex Anthopoulos and that group should be highly motivated to fortify this roster and really do some work, I think, in the pitching staff and the bullpen in particular, and maybe go out there and find another starter that could really reinforce that group as well.
How about two? It's our man Grant McCauley, guys.
Right.
We hear from Coach Raheem Morris in just minutes here live from Falcons headquarters. Grant, speaking of Ozzie, knowing that, you know, his contract is where it is, it's still relatively inexpensive, but last time he had to deal with a wrist injury, I mean, anytime he's had to deal with injuries, sometimes it's been a rocky road getting back to form.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they approach that? Did they bring some talent in, or they still look to the minors for second base?
I think that you could get somebody who's versatile that could help you out, but I feel like, you know, this injury, the wrist injury in particular, sapped Ozzie in some ways over the first few months of the year. I think that that was part of the deal. And as he went on through the year, he seemed to get stronger. He seemed to get better at the plate. And really, he was closing it out with a good, solid couple of months that reminded you who he was. And now with the hammock bone, that's one that I think is kind of on that same scale for a lot of hitters, where it takes a while to get that flexibility, to get that strength back in that hand. I can't speak for it. We have to have the, you know, the healing time, the recovery, the rehab to get back to spring training. But that contract is sitting there at $7 million for next year. $4 million of it's guaranteed in a buyout. So do you want to cut Ozzie Albies loose over $3 million at 28, 29 years old and watch him return to form with another club? I'm not sure I'm willing to stomach that, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't go out and find somebody that's capable of maybe doing the second, short, and third, you know, utility infielder. I don't know that there are a whole lot of Martin Prados out there, but it'd sure be nice to have one right about now.
Grant, with the surge of some of these guys, take Acuna out of it. Who's the next best player on this team?
I would say Matt Olson. I don't think that that's too much of a stretch. I mean, if healthy, then Austin Riley should be in that discussion as well. I think I like what I've seen from Jurickson Profar, but I wouldn't say it's blown me away, but it's certainly been what you brought him in to do. He's worked his walks, he's shown some power, and he's been playing every day following the suspension, so that's certainly a plus. But I think that Ronald Acuna Jr. is in this top tier all by himself, and that's not a knock on anybody else. He's just one of the superstars of the game, and when he's going, you know, he's the guy. But Matt Olson, I think, has put together a good season. There have been some highs and lows, peaks and valleys, whatever you want to call them in there, but it's an all-star campaign. He is leading, or has been amongst the league leaders in doubles. His home run and RBI surge here at the end makes you feel a little bit more like he's gotten back to some of those norms, and I think he's going to win a gold glove. So those are things that you'd like to check all those boxes for your first baseman, and Matt Olson's delivered on a lot of those. So right now, I think, as you kind of wait to see what Austin Riley is able to do over the offseason to get back in the winter, just kind of reestablish his career, I think that Matt Olson's that guy.
It's our man Grant McCauley, guys. More Falcon talk coming up in just minutes. And now they lose, a 10-game win streak is snapped today as they fall to the Nats 4-3. Is Kim going to accept an offer for the Braves? And what would that Braves offer look like to lock in shortstop?
Yeah, that's a good question. And if I'm Alex Anthopoulos in that crew, and I'm certainly not, but I can just kind of put myself in that spot for a minute, there would be some motivation to get a deal done that involves going beyond 2026. But he has that $16 million player option. He could forego that and go back on a free agency. And though he has played well in his month or so with the Braves, would that be enough to push that big offer that Scott Boras, who, by the way, is his agent, would like to get for him? I can't say that it won't be because it's Scott Boras, but they had to get creative last year because Kim was coming off a major shoulder surgery, and he's still got $29 million guaranteed. He just has to decide if he wants the last 16. The Braves would very much like that. I think they'd love to keep Kim around for multiple years, but he's not a guy that I look at and think that's a candidate for a 5-6-7-year deal, at least not for the Braves. And I don't know a whole lot of clubs out there that will be willing to roll the dice on that after him coming back and missing a lot of time this year to really know for sure what you're going to be getting moving forward for a player who's going to be moving through his peak years and into his mid to late 30s.
Coach Raheem Morris explains what happened as a delay of game call happens and we blow a timeout. That's on the way. Stay there in 5 minutes. Grant, Drake Baldwin hits home run number 19. Describe to me what this looks like next season. Sean Murphy's healthy. Drake Baldwin is going to be the rookie of the year. What does this look like for our Braves team?
I tell you, this is just a first world problem. And where it starts to kind of, I think, make more sense perhaps is when Marcell Ozuna is not in the picture. If you don't have that everyday DH that keeps a Drake Baldwin from being able to get a couple of more games a week in that DH spot and catch 3 to 4 games a week, split that load with Sean Murphy, or allow Sean to kind of be that starting catcher for a good chunk of the season, use Drake there as you need to, and utilize him as a DH maybe a little bit more than that, because I know they love the hitter, I can tell you that. And Sean Murphy, they love the game caller, they love the catcher that he is, and obviously the injury kind of clouds that picture, but if you're looking at next year for what it can be, I think being able to utilize that DH spot for both of those guys would be of the utmost benefit for the Braves for their catching situation, and for Baldwin, more so the DH type than Murphy is. And then maybe you're able to use DH for Ronald Acuna Jr. a handful of times a month, keep his legs fresh, or whoever it may be, and kind of rotate some guys through that. That could be one of the options for the Braves if they look to do that.
All right, Grant, before we cut you loose, I know I've asked you this a few weeks back. I'll throw it back at you. What kind of spenders are the Braves going to be this offseason?
I think they should be motivated spenders. I mean, look, if we want to have a pragmatic and realistic conversation about what they've done this year, they stood pat. They did not add salary. They reset the luxury tax. So if you're going to go out and spend, this would appear to be what they've set themselves up to do. Whether or not they wanted to come out and advertise that and talk about it in, you know, practical terms, no. I mean, clubs get in trouble for talking about resetting the luxury tax, so you were never going to hear that. But I think at this point, it is what has happened. It is what has transpired. And, you know, now the Braves have an opportunity to go spend and not worry about that, if it was a concern before. But you look at shortstop, you look at the starting rotation, you look at the bullpen, and you look at where the Braves were from a payroll standpoint and where they've told us they want to be. And these are the words of Terry McGuirk. They're not my words. We would like to be a top five payroll. The way to do that is to go out there and spend, and the Braves are going to have an opportunity to do it this winter.
Grant, I want to say thank you, bud. Appreciate your time, effort this season. You've done a terrific job, as you've done all season long, in covering this team. We've had some tough times, but you've always given us a great perspective. You can hear Grant from the diamond, as that will continue through the offseason. But I just want to give you a big shout-out, bro, for coming on our show and being a big part of it. And we know you're doing some Falcon stuff now, but thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. It's always my pleasure to talk baseball with you, and hopefully we'll have some winter moves worth rekindling our conversations on the hot stove.
Right. No doubt.
Including the return of Brian Snicker. Stay tuned.
It could be. Could be one of them.
Right. Grant, thanks so much, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley. Coming up, Raheem Morris. As a matter of fact, he walked in on our conversation. Mike and I were just talking about, hey, if I can't hear – if I'm Michael Penix, I'm just going, hey, go long.
Everybody go deep. What's the protection on that? Doesn't matter. Just go.
And he walked in on that conversation and had something to say about it as he was saying, well, not really. What happened Sunday, and how does this team fix the issues? And he addresses the Ike Hilliard firing as well. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Station with Coach, you'll hear it in 1 second, but I want to remind you, Saturday from noon until 2, join Allie Mack at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw and get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday from noon to 2 at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I came in today and we were like, yes, and I'm clapping my hands. We got to get Coach to tell us what the deal is. He came in, guys, after practice. I think they feel pretty good about their practice today. And you may say, well, what's that mean? It means they're not having their heads down moping. They know they got a job to do Sunday, and they better get to it. But as he walked in, Mike and I were having a conversation about, if I can't hear the play call, what are you doing? And Mike's right, telling me what he'd do, and I'm saying, hey, if I'm Michael Penix, I'm telling all these guys to go deep. Coach chimed in on that conversation as he sat down with us.
You know, easier said than done.
True.
You do have players you can go to. You just prefer it not happen in a situation of play.
Right.
I think when it happened on the 3rd and 1, kind of freaked them out a little bit and made them pause, you know, because critical moment, don't want to mess that up. Big 3rd and 1, when you think you got a chance to get it, and you kind of froze up on those things. But, like, definitely a learning experience for Michael, definitely a learning experience for us, definitely something we can clean up, and we'll get that done. And, you know, it was part of that this week, and starting out practices and how we want to go. And we are definitely not letting you draw up any plays in a huddle. I walked in on that.
I'm just saying. I'm like, go, go.
He didn't take into factors of it being 3rd and 1, getting the first down,
moving
the chains. He had none of that stuff.
There was a story back in the day about Randall Cunningham with the Eagles just going, everybody go deep. It's like, well, what's the protection? You know what I mean? We need to know this stuff. We got our head coaches in the building. Obviously, you know, there's always going to be clunkers for elite teams. This is a team which is trying to get to the playoffs. What happens, you know, when you just feel it, it's going south? I mean, because fans always wonder, how does a team just come out that flat? And obviously, it's nothing you anticipated going up to Charlotte.
I didn't feel like we came out that flat. You know, I felt like we came out, we moved the ball, we got into the red zone. We missed the throw, you know. We missed the big throw that could have been a touchdown. It really changed the dynamic of that. I felt the team go a little flat after we missed that second field goal. You know, that was a big energy drop. That was a change. And we never got back. And I, like I said after the game, I said, put that on me. You know, you got to find a way to get those guys back. You got to bring them back. You got to find a way to get the energy up. And we'll do that. But you had that loss, and you don't want it to make you lose a game twice. You got to acknowledge it. I think you got to take credit for it. I think you got to own up to it. And then you got to take the criticism that comes along with it. And, like, that's what we're doing right now. You guys are here. You guys are questioning everything that happens up to that point. And everybody forgets about all the positive things that happen with either a Mike or myself or even our coordinator for that matter. But that doesn't matter, right? You just talk about what's happening in the moment and you stay in the moment.
Coach, perception sometimes is reality, sometimes it's not. Outside of this building, and I don't know what's going on inside of this building, it feels like outside people are saying, what's going on with the Falcons? Is it dysfunctional? They're firing a coach. They're making changes at kicker. What's happening inside the building for our fan base? Is it dysfunctional? How does it feel inside the building?
No, you got to make the changes you need in order to go out there and win football games. And that stuff just happens. That's a part of our business. you know, we all signed up as coaches, and we all signed up knowing that could happen. We all signed up knowing those things can happen anytime, and that's just how those things go. You know, it's always tough. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard decisions. There's always going to be moments where you want to have to be able to talk about it and provide clarity. These are not those moments. Right now, you move forward. You find ways to make the organization better, and you get us to the next step. You know, with the kicker, you just got to go out there and find somebody that can make them. You know, we've kind of dealt with it, you know, dragged it on maybe a little bit too long. You put it on myself from last year, or whatever the case may be, took it to the competition of the offseason. It didn't work out. Now you're in that mode of finding one and find somebody that can go out there and make them consistently. And we got to find that. You know, that's going to be critical at these moments. You see all these games throughout the week. They're going down to 3 points, and that won't change.
We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios with Coach Ra live here at Falcons. Last year, you nearly had 2,000-yard receivers. If Darnell doesn't miss that last game with a concussion, Ray Ray had a career best. What changed with Ike Hilliard from being the guy that coached those guys to you dismissing him 3 weeks in the season?
You know, you're talking about the leadership of the room and what you want to do and the direction you want to go. And when you do those things, you have to make changes because of the discipline of some of the things that we want to get done. You got to make those changes. And when you make those changes, you don't want to set up yourself for uncomfortable environments for anybody. And you want to make sure you make harsh decisions, sometimes brutal decisions. And that's what your job is when you're the head coach. That's the job when you're leading the organization. And you got to go out there and you got to do those things. But we want to do these things for the right reasons, the right direction, and all the things that we want to get done. Right now, we can't rely on the fact that we almost had 3,000-yard receivers, that we had guys break records last year. We got only can rely on what we have going on right now, and we got to go change those things and do it right now. You got a small margin for error, and that was a small margin.
When you're watching the tape or when you make the decision, is it the receivers, is it schematically like they're not where they're supposed to be, they're not making the cuts, they're not doing the things? Is that what makes that decision?
You don't want to necessarily blame all that stuff. You know, you can blame a lot of things. You can talk about a lot of things. You can talk about role clarity. You can talk about everything that you have to do with the definition of it all. But these guys, I got a lot of faith in. These guys, I got a lot of confidence in. And we had to move in a different direction. Always hurts. Always awful. There's a lot of great qualities to our guy that we let go. There's no doubt about that. But we got to get the best of the qualities that we have in the building, and we got to get it out of our guys to play better.
Coach, since we have you here, and I said this maybe Tuesday about the changes, I will compliment you and say you're not waiting. And I said this to our audience that, you know, last year people wanted you to make changes at the quarterback position. You stayed patient. We understand that. But this situation is kicker's not working. We're moving. We're not scoring touchdowns, we're moving. And I think that's a positive that a lot of people in this negative thing that we're in right now coming off this loss may not see. I don't know if it'll work. I hope it does, but I will compliment you on I'm not waiting around to make these changes. It's Coach Ra with this, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coach, let me ask you about the play calls. Are they too complicated? Are our play calls too long? When you talk about calling plays and getting them in a timely fashion, is that part of why we are not moving at a rate that we need to be moving offensively?
You know, a lot of it is, I wouldn't say the play calls are too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people.
Right.
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it, and that's what we're doing right now. The whole point of moving Zach down into the field, the whole point of finding a way to get some of those emergency calls out, to put more comfort in our quarterback so he can go out there and execute, getting him to call a little bit faster so he can go out and process everything and be able to get it done. Even if it's not the best call at the moment, it's something that he can process. He can go through the spots. He can get us all stuff done. That's where you got to go. You know, you can't worry about trying to be too perfect and doing some of those different things that happens to all of us when you're a perfectionist in this game. You want it to be the right way for the young man. But some of it, he can handle. Some of it, you can let him do better. Some of it, you can get it to him faster. Some of it, you can get it to him a bit different way. And we'll get those things done. I got a lot of confidence in that. We'll work on it this week. We'll work on getting stuff faster. We'll work on some of the mistakes if something happens. We'll be able to do those things. Things that you already done.
Right.
But it's just a way to put more emphasis on it when it happened in the fashion that it did.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bells. We get ready for the Commanders. We'll talk about that in just a sec. You're a guy that came up, and again, like most coaches, you learned both sides of the football. You coached some offense and some defense. Do you get to a point, because the pistol is probably the most talked about thing right now nationally in our use of the pistol. Zach today telling the media, look, Bijan or whoever, if it's Tyler, is the same distance behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's pistol or Mike's over center. But do you feel at some point, if we don't get the results, that's a conversation you might have with Zach to perhaps maybe we tweak things as far as the approach?
That's tough to tweak when you just ran for 150 the week before in the pistol, you know, primarily that way. And these guys have had a lot of success. You know, we talk about the guys that have success. It has been, you know, Bijan has been, you know, Tyler. So it's tough to talk about the pistol that way. Now, if you're referring to the one when our young back was in at the end of the game, he was 27 yards deep. You got me.
What was he doing?
He was a little deep. He's a young guy.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you run the ball, I guess we had this conversation, I think, after week one.
I mean, so if you go pull that one out.
No.
You got me.
But just a little more play action. But, again, but I think you're going to play to Michael's strengths, and Michael did play in the pistol.
And, you know, the play action thing, you're 100% right. You know, like, you want to get more play actions off.
Right.
You know, and you do get more play actions off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess, right? That is not the way anybody wants to play football. And that's not where we want to go.
Okay.
Coach, as we talk about the clock management stuff, do you have a clock management person in your ear, somebody that's upstairs, somebody that's next to you? Fans are asking us. We want to ask you.
What particularly are you asking?
Well, when we call the timeout, we alluded to this. Mike calls the timeout. We go over. We get the delay of game. We still don't pick up the first down out of the timeout.
I wouldn't call that a situational thing or a person talking to my ear. That was a mistake that I tried to let everybody know. You know, we had to call a timeout. The sets went out originally.
Okay.
You come to the sideline, you get the call, and we had a mistake by a young player that is I got a lot of confidence in. And he'll go get those things done. You know, when you got the timeout, you got people on the sideline, you tell them eight times, you go on the field, you mess it up. You can't call another timeout.
Right.
You take the delay game. That is a clear-cut mistake. That is something that you can't talk about. I don't put that in the time management realm. When you had to call a timeout, you could put it in the time management realm just because that's a problem. You shouldn't have to, right? Those things shouldn't happen. You got to be
early in the first half, right?
You got to be quick on your feet. You got to be ready to go. You got to be ready to move. You know, other than that, I don't know what I'm answering.
No, I just want – I think that the question is
– that is fault.
Okay, so one is a mistake. That particular series and how that shook out is a mistake. The other stuff, I think people are asking, hey, we're taking timeouts early. Is that part of somebody being in your ear saying, Coach, we need to take a timeout? Or, hey, look at the clock. Look what's going on. Or that's simply you?
No, we got people definitely there for that. But some of the timeouts, you know, you don't want. You know, we just talked about the biggest one that I can think of right now that happened in this game. I don't know about any other ones that happened in the other games. But I know this was one, you know, like Minnesota was close a couple times with the crowd noise, different reasoning.
Right.
But you're 100% right. You want to clean all those things up, but definitely you have people in your ear. You have people across the ball talking about those things. You have people in all the labs talking about everything. So we got that.
Speaker cuts out with 15 seconds left in Penix's ear. And, again, the speaker was out in his helmet.
Not the normal speaker cutting out. Not that.
Yeah.
That would be on us as a coaching staff. We're talking about the whole headset going out when you can't hear in general.
Right. And that's going to get something.
And that happens in stadiums sometimes.
Right. Well, we're not playing New
England. Not a lot. But it happens. And you got to be ready for that as well. So,
right. And it's just, it just happened.
You don't want to make that an excuse, like I said that night. But it's just, I'm just very transparent and tell you the truth.
Right. And because the way things are going Sunday, we don't have a timeout before the half. And so we don't get a chance to kick the field goal. How you feel about Parker Rummel? Where's his head at? What's going on with the competition?
We got to see, man. You got to get him out there and let him kick. You know, we kick today. We'll kick on Friday. And then we'll make those decisions. We've been taking those things all the way to the wire, letting those guys go. And to be honest with you, you know, quite frank, we got to let the guys go out there. You know, Romo had a great night on a Sunday night. And then we turned around and we didn't have a great night on a Sunday day at 1 in Carolina. So you got to go out there. You got to keep earning it. You got to compete. And that's the only way I know how to do it, a kicker. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you.
I know what people are telling us. We got to go. I know his quarterback's hurt, so he's a little banged up right now.
Who is that?
Well, I don't want to bring up where, you know, who he roots for. The guy that's standing behind you right there, and his quarterback's hurt a little bit.
Boomer Sooner.
But, Coach, I got two more things for you. What's been your message this week? I'm curious because you lose that way, and everybody comes in the building like, we know we're better than that.
Oh, yeah.
What's been your message?
The whole thing with our guys is don't blink. You know, like, let these guys come to work, cut your eyelids off, go back to work, let's get ready to go. Nobody get nervous, nobody get unsettled. Let's go out there, go through our process, and go win. Find a way to win a football game. That's been the goal. That is the goal. You know, we got great leadership around this. What are you talking about? Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom. What are you talking about? Jesse Bates. What are you talking about? All the guys on this place, Caden Ellis. We got great people that came in, Devon Diablo. We got great people that's wanting to win, wanting to play, Drake London. All these guys, they are motivated, right? And you always should be motivated. But I got to tell you, the human factor definitely kicks in when you take a loss like that, that there's definitely a little bit more motivation than normal.
And the last thing for me, Coach, is the Commanders. We saw them at the end of the season, big game last year, different circumstances. But I think the big question for us right now, it is Wednesday, guys. And Bell, we don't know who's playing quarterback. And what's the concern for you? And not just that. as you look at their team coming into this year, what's your concern is taking on the Commanders on Sunday?
Clearly very similar guys, you know, in the fact that they can both run. You know, we're talking about the both number two picks in the draft. Both two guys that made their living with their legs for a long time, but actually can then spin and do some really good things. You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? He may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked, and you definitely know what Jaden's done over the course of last year right. And up until this point. So you got to get ready for both of them. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal. A lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and you got to be ready to prepare for that.
Any chance AJ plays? AJ Terrell?
You know, AJ is, again, week to week. Like, I don't want to rule him out quite yet. You're talking about a hamstring.
Right.
Those things can turn around, you know, but, you know, I'm optimistic, but, you know.
We'll see. We'll see. Coach, let's get right. Let's get right on Sunday.
Let's do it, man.
All right. That's Coach Raheem Morris. Guys, interesting stuff from Coach. Mike and I will continue to react. We want to hear from you. You can find us on social media. You have a comment or two about that. That was earlier today as we're up here at Flowery Branch. Big shout out to the Falcons. Coach for stopping by. Also, Mike Hughes, who stopped by. That interview is also online. I know you guys have thoughts about where we're at and what he had to say, but Mike, I thought he did a fairly good job of trying to explain what we were asking.
Right. So now we'll just see if we get the results. You know, again, there's not going to be major changes with the offense. You heard what Zach Robinson had to say. We'll talk more about it this week.
All right, guys, we're live at Flowery Branch. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. Big shout-out to Day-Day, our executive producer, on-site engineer Gordon. Thank you, as always. Tomorrow, come join us, Loyal Tavern in Roswell.
Man, right in the heart of the action off Cannon Street. Woohoo!
It's going to be a good time. We'll be there 2 to 6. Come out and hang out with your boys. Hey, back at the studio, Big O, great job. Mike Bell, let's get out of here. Turtles coming up at 6. Stay right there. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Could this be the year for John Abraham, the Predator in the Hall of Fame? He's still eligible, but the big names that will probably be a lock, Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald. Also, first time that Philip Rivers is on the books. A lot of folks say if he gets in, Matt Ryan is certainly in, but Drew Brees, that's a Hall of Famer. Larry Fitzgerald, they passed the eye test.
Hey, quarterback Jaden Daniels missed Sunday's game against Vegas. I don't think he plays. He was limited in practice today. He's doing everything possible, Dan Quinn said, to get there. But the big news for me is that scary Terry McLaurin, apparently the decision for him to play won't happen until Friday. So we're going to have to wait to hear whether he'll be on the field at Mercedes-Benz against us or not. Those two guys are game changers. We'll talk more about it tomorrow with you. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're afraid to ask penetrating questions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.